We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Nafnun Chesem and Aleph. We're going to learn the Sugi of Kavla the Avda. Actually, the Sugi of Kavla the Avda kind of starts on Nafnun Zayin and Beis towards the bottom. When the Mishnah says, V'loi b'kavl, and Rabbi Yonah said, Kavl za any day mahu. I don't know what the Mishnah means by Kavl. I Kavla the Avda Tnan. Does it mean a chaisim of an Evid, a seal that indicates that the wearer is an Evid? Ava kibir shal tzemesh shabbadami. But if you have a woolen hat, that's okay. I do a kibur shel tzemetan v'kolsh ken kavul da'avda. Or maybe kibur shel tzemer and kolsh ken kavul da'avda. I saw in the Dibur Smesha, very bothered by the lashon that a kibur shel tzemer v'kolsh ken kavul da'avda. There are two different questions. Kibur shel tzemer is a question, do you have shalfa v'achvi? Apparently it was somewhat decorative, and there was a issue of shalfa v'machvaya, that she might take it off and show it to her friends, and come to carrying it down, Amish Rishis Rabbit. And the reason why not is because it's Lamata Min HaSvacha. It's actually below the hair covering, so it would not really be considered tznius to take it off. She might uncover the hair, but like Rashi says, she could kind of slip it off from under the Svacha. So that's the question. Is that an issue of Shalfi or Machfi? Would she never do that because she wouldn't want to take off anything that's under the hair covering? Kavul Davda is a whole different thing. The question is, if it's the one that the Eved made for himself, so maybe he'll take it off because he's embarrassed to show that he's an Eved, or if it's the one that the Rabbi made for him, so he'll never take it off because he's embarrassed to show he's an Eved, he's scared of the Rabbi. But the Gemara has a different thing, that if it's a metal one, maybe he'll take it off, he'll fall off, and he'll have to bring it home for the Rabbi, or if it's a Chaisim B'Ksusai, so maybe he'll fall off the Ksus, and he'll have to fold the ksus in a way that you can't tell that it's missing, and that's an issur of going with a talis mekupelis, which is an issur chatas. No gemara here, but it's a whole different question than kibur shel tzemer. What's the kol shken kavul da'avda? Also, Rav Meisher writes a question that here when Shmuel said kavul da'avda tnan, and the Gemara asks a question, v'amr Shmuel yetsa evan b'chaisim shebetzavar v'loy b'chaisim shebeksusai. Then how could Shmuel say Kavod Avdatnan? Shmuel allows you to go out with a Chaisim Shibbat Tzavar, right? And the Gemara makes the Chilik the way he makes the Chilik. And Avalei Rabbi, Avalei Nafshe, like we discussed. But if everyone has to hold, if you hold Kippur Shel Tzemer, so Kolshken Kavod Avla, and you hold Kavod Avda, so either way, Kavod Avda is going to be Asr. So why is it only Shmuel and Shmuel that said Kavod Avdatnan? The Mishnah, either way, if the Mishnah is Kippur Shel Tzemer, so it's Kolshken Kavod Avda. If the Mishnah is Kavod Avda, so it's kavod avda. So the Dibur Smesha says, be'emes and avada is two completely different swears, two completely different sugyas. You can't say kolshkein one on the other, be'etzim. But the pshat was like this. Rabbi Yonah didn't think that kippur shel tzemer should be asir. He didn't think that a woman would take off a kippur shel tzemer. Like Rashi says, came into Megal Yisara, l'shalfu machvi. That's what he thought. But kavul has two meanings. The word kavul could be used to refer to a kippur shel tzemer. It also could be used to refer to a kavul d'avda, a chaisim shel evin. The word kavul could mean this or mean that. So Rabbi Yonah was saying, be'etzim, I would of course think that a kippur shel tzemer is mutter, and I would say it's a kavul d'avda. That's what my svara would tell me. But my problem is, I don't think the Mishnah would use the word kavul and expect you to realize that it means specifically kavul da'avda, not kippur shel tzemer. So the mashmoyis of the Mishnah would be any type of kavul, and that would mean a kippur shel tzemer and certainly a kavul da'avda. That's how Rabbi Yonah looked at it. For Rabbi Avohu l'mashal, that said mistarba kippur shel tzemer tnan, he meant stam. The Mishnah is talking about takshite nashim. It's not talking about chayisim shel avadim. It's talking about kippur shel tzemer. And maybe kavul d'avda is mutter for all we know, except our braises that say the chaisim shel evid is also like we have. It says that's the pshat in Rashi. Yushmul am kavul d'mesnis and kavul d'avda upolaga the Rabbi Avohu. He's talking to Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu said kippur shel tzemer. Period. The Mishnah is not talking about kavul d'avda. We're not in that sugya. The whole Mishnah is talking about jewelry. It's not discussing kavul d'avda. Shmuel says no. The Mishnah is talking about kavul d'avda. It's just Rabbi Yonah thought that kavul of course means both. The only thing is, do I have a right to say that it doesn't mean kippur shel tzemer because misvara, there's no etzah. That's Rav Meisher's pshat. Now, the Mishnah said that they go out with the kavul l'chatzer. I mean, our mission says Loy Lekavul Rishus HaRabim, and the next Mishnah later in the parak says Loy Lekavul L'Chatzer. So the Mishnah implies that a kavul is only Asir Rishus HaRabim as opposed to a Chatzer. Now the Gemara explains that Samach Dalanam and Beis, the reason why he let it go with a kavul to the Chatzer is because Shalit Iskan Al Baila. We didn't want it to have no Tachshitim altogether. You have to let it have some Tachshitim in the Chatzer, Shalit Iskan Al Baila. So Taisus is bothered, if you say kavul means a kippish l'tzemer, so we understand why our Mishnah says it's only asr l'shusar rabbin, and why that Mishnah says it's mutl l'chatzir. The Gemara explains it, d'afsamach d'anu v'meish, l'tiskan al b'ayla. But if you're going to say the kavul means kavul da'avda, so what would be the svar if all other things that Chazal asked to go out l'shusar rabbin, they asked even l'chatzir also? Because they didn't want to make a light plug, if they're going to ask it going out l'shusar rabbin. So if you're going to wear it in a chatzir, you might go out in Rishus HaRabim. It's like, if you can allow people to wear it in the chatzir, so they'll definitely come to going out to Rishus HaRabim, and then there'll be a chash of Shalfi Umachvi. So if they have to be matur, keep Rishul Tzemesh, Tiskan Al Baila, but why would they be matur, Rekav Da'avda? So Taisus brings that Rashi, and Daf Samach Dalno Mabei says, that it says that the Isha could go out with a kavul, lechatzir, that definitely is a kippish l'tzemer. That l'kuli alma, even if the kavul of this Mishnah would include a kavul d'avda, would mean kavul d'avda, the kavul of that Mishnah would have to mean kippish l'tzemer, because there is no svarim to be matir chaysim shel eved in a chatzim more than anything else. Now Taisus has a problem. It's mashna from our Gemara that if the Mishnah means kavul d'avda, then a kippish l'tzemer is mutter. And Rashi is saying that even if the Mishnah says kavul da'avda, a kippish l'tzemer would still be aslo shisiram, it's only mutta l'chatzer. The Gemara is not mashma that way. Rabbi Yanai says that if we're talking about a kavul da'avda, that means a kippish l'tzemer is mutter, even l'shisiram. That's Taisus kasha. Mefarshim go to answer the kasha, v'ein kat makom l'harich. Now the Marasha and the Maram ask a different kasha. They say they don't understand why Taisus also asks this kasha. That Rashi, even if you say that the Mishnah means kavul da'avda, and for some reason kippish l'tzemer is also asr, but this Mishnah says clearly kavul da'avda is only asr l'shus harabim. V'loy l'kavul l'shus harabim. That sounds like if kavul is kavul da'avda, it's only asr l'shus harabim. So why is Rashi saying that if you hold kavul da'avda, the kavul of the sefer would have to be kippish l'tzemer, that's the only thing mutl l'chatzer. The kavul of the reisha also, it says l'shus harabim, it's also mashmina, it's mutter l'chatzer. That's right, the kasha and Rashi. And also in Farshim Pei, Shuvah Tetzlach HaMayrich, Ve'en Kamakam, but it sounds like Rashi holds that be'etzim by an eved, this taka no chilek, and by an eved you can't say that it's asr to the l'shus harabim and mutter to the chatzer. If it's asr to l'shus harabim, it'll be asr to the chatzer as well, because there's no sfarish like the skan al bailo. Shalz how it shtims. I mean, that's the mashmois in Rashi Yaakov Panim. But Taisus says there is a svara by Evid. So Taisus mechadish a svara that Chazal did not want the Evid not to have a chaysim at all on Shabbos, because that will create a problem of shalom between the Evid and his rabbi. If the Evid doesn't wear a chaysim at all, not even in a chatzer, so let's say the Evid doesn't immediately obey the rabbi is going to look at it like he's being married. Because he's not wearing a chaysim, he has no tangible sign that he's an Evid, so they'll come to fighting, and Chazal wanted to be shalim, so they allowed the Evid to wear the chaysim in the chatzir, ne'a shalim. And Taisus, when it got to Avad le'iyu l'nafshei, Taisus was bothered. If the Mishnah is talking about Avad le'iyu l'nafshei, so the rabbi is not makbid b'chal that he wears a chaysim. So why would Chazal be makel and allow him to wear it b'chatzir? So Taisha says you have to say even when he made the chaysim himself, it still placates the Rav, it still makes the Rav feel that he's an Evid, and it won't cause any problems if he doesn't wear his chaysim, even the one he made himself, b'chatzer, also could cause fights between the Rabbi and the Evid. The Rashba says a different mahalach. The Rashba says that the reason why they asked having it in the chatzer is because if a woman's wearing jewelry in the chatzer, and then all of a sudden she decides to go out, she's not going to remember to take off the jewelry. We know, Kar, if people are going to wear these things b'chatzer, they're going to be in the Rishus HaRabim, and then you'll have the problem of Asr L'Asuyeh. Rashi, when you tell an Eved that he doesn't wear his chaisim, he's not allowed to wear his chaisim in Rosh Hashanah, so he will definitely remember to remove the chaisim before he goes to Rosh Hashanah. The Eved does not want to wear a chaisim, and he will definitely be very careful about this halacha, not to wear his chaisim Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to worry about it. That's why there's no reason to aser it b'chatzer. That's what the Rashba says. So the Prima Gadim says in Chesant, he says, I think there's an afkamina la'alacha between Taisus and the Rashba. Is the Eved allowed to wear his chaisim in a karmelis? Because there's a shtickle, stira mashmayisin. The Rashba says, you now let go out with a kavel to Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like you're allowed to go out with a kavel to a karmelis. But the Sefer says, you're allowed to wear the kavel L'chatzer. Sounds like Dafka Chatzer. But a Karmelis would be Aser. So there's a shtickle steer racial l'seifa. Hazakti Prima Gadim, if you're going to say like Taisus, that it's a special heter, that if he's not even going to wear his chaisim b'chatzer, the rabbi is going to get angry at any little thing, special heter because of k'tata, so then, that heter would only apply b'chatzer. There's no reason to be matter anything more than Chatzer when he goes to a Karmelis, Avada would be Aser. Now, Shein Kane, if you say that's Stam, there's no reason to Aser. They weren't Aser, Dulma Aser, Lasuye, in a Karmelis, that's Xeru. The whole issue is because we know if he's going to wear it L'chatzer, he's going to end up wearing a L'shus Arabim. And by an Evid, we won't say that. If he knows he's not allowed to go to L'shus Arabim, he'll Shanaim will remember to take it off and not bring it to L'shus Arabim. So Memelo Aybazel be mutter to a Karmelis also. That's Prima Gadim Tainis. If the reason why a Kavel Eved is Mutter B'chatzer is a practical thing, Chazal didn't want they should get into a fight, so that would only be a Chatzer, not a Karmelis. Hashem, if the reason is because there's no Mokam for the Gzeira, because they won't go to Rosh Hashanah, so that would apply in the Karmelis as well. Now the Peishu asks the Kasha, what's the Machloikis if it's Kippish El Tzemetnan, a Kavel D'Avetnan? The fact is the Girs of Sarif, which is brought on the side, Itma Rav Amakibish Shel Tzemetnan, Shmuel Amakavl the Avdetnan, and the Rif Paskins like Rav. The Chayrus often a Brisa. The Brisa says, Yaitse Isha Bekavl Beistim Alechatzer, and Mshimel Azom Afakavl Shisarabim, Kala Mshimel Azakoshim Lamatim Nesvacha Yaitzen Bay. It's Mefurish Mshimel Alaza holds that Lamatim Nesvacha is Yaitzen Bay, is Mutter, and the Tanakama holds is Aser. So Kibbish al-Semr is clearly Machloikis Tanakama and Rav Shimon al-Azhar. Elamai Rav holds like the Tanakama and Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon al-Azhar. So let it say, Rav ha-Malachi Tanakama, Shmuel ha-Malachi Rav Shimon al-Azhar. Why do we make a Machloikis if Kibbish al-Semr Tanakava da'avda Tanan? Kibbish al-Semr is a clear Machloikis Tanan. As I faked Ibn Yeshua, I ain't shown what his answer is, but a lot of Achreinim learn, the Karban Asano, and El Yerabim, and the Prima Gadim, that ain't a chinami. Mitzat kippah shel tzemet, that's a machlekes tanon. But there's another machlekes as far as kavel d'avda. Because if the Mishnah, if kavel in the Mishnah means kavel d'avda, so then it's mavur that it's mutter in the chatzir. It's only us in Rosh Hashanah. If kavel in the Mishnah means kippah shel tzemet, so then the chaisim shel evid will be usher even in the chatzir. You wouldn't have these svaris. Either Taisus Svara that they made a special takana because it shouldn't be katata, or even the Rashba Svara that they weren't geizah b'chatzah because he won't bring it to Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't say that Svara. Those Svaras are only if you hold Kavod Avda Tanan. If you hold Kippetz Hashemet Tanan, then you don't say these Svaras, and you say that a Kavod Avda would be asur even to a chatzah. So the Bach, in Simon Dalet Shin, the Bach says that the Gemara, and he says the tur also was mashma that the is was only to Rosh Hashanah, not to chatzir. But the achrenim, the Yerabim, the Pimagadim, and others, they declared to say that we paskin that the is of chaisim shlevid would even be in the chatzir only if you hold kavod avda tanan, then it's mutter b'chatzir. We paskin keep a shalzer mitanan. Say nechanami, it's aser to the chatzir as well. And now let's see the Gemara in Daftan Chesim and Aleph, where the Gemara asked the stira. That Shmuel says kavel d'avda tanan, so Eved's not going to go with the kavel. And but Shmuel said yaitz Eved b'chayisim shebet savare, avaloi b'chayisim shebet ksusay. There Shmuel allows an Eved to go out with the chayisim shebet savare, And apparently the Gemara didn't want to say it was a deichik, like Taisus read Zeis, to say the Mishnah is talking about specifically Chais and Shabbat Susai. So the Gemara makes a chiluk between if it's Ovid Rabbi, where there it's mutter to go out b'tzavari, and the Mishnah is Ovid Nafshe, there it's Asr even b'tzavari. And if it's Ovid Rabbi, what's Taka the Issa of Chais and Shabbat Susai? So the Gemara explains, because by Ovid Rabbi, maybe the chaisim will fall off, and he'll be all scared that the rabbi will think he took it off, so he'll fold his beggin in a way that it will cover the place where the chaisim is, so at least people won't see that he took it off. They won't see that it's missing. And memela, that will be an issa deraisa, because you go out with the talis mekupelis, it's chayiv chatas. Then later, the Gemara brought another braisa, and said that Eved can't go out with neither chaisim shabbat zavari nor b'chaisim shabbat susai. And the Gemara says, maybe the answer is that also is talking about Avid Iyu Nafshei. And the Gemara says, no, you could say another teretz, even if it's Avid Rabbi. But a Chaisim Shal Matchis is a problem, because if it falls off, then you might come to carrying it. But that's only by a Chaisim Shal Matchis. A Chaisim Shal Matchis is something which you want to keep, you want to reuse. And if it falls off, the Avid will carry it home. Mashayin Kain. By Chaisim Shel Tit, there if it falls off, it's worthless. The Eved wouldn't carry it home. So, Mel, that's why Chaisim Shel Betzavari is Mutter, because if it falls off, Fafalin, there's nothing he can do. It doesn't pay to bring it home, because the Adam doesn't want the broken Chaisim Shel Tit. And about the Chshash that the Rabbi will think he took it off, there's nothing he can do about it. Carrying it was not going to help for the Chshash. So, kum des halacha l'maisa, if he made the chaisim himself, it doesn't matter if it's b'tzavari or b'ksusai, it doesn't matter if it's tit or matches, in all cases, it's asif him to go out. And pashas the time is, because he might remove the chaisim, because he's embarrassed that he's an eved. We'll speak soon, but that's the Rishayim say, Rashi and Rishayim say this time, he's embarrassed, he's an eved, and even if it's sewed into his ksus, Taisus says the time, we can't remove it. Taisa says at the time he might fold up his talis to cover it, because again, he's embarrassed that he's an Eved. So Ovid Iyu Nafshei is Aser no matter what. Ovid Rabbi, there's no shash that'll take it off. He's too scared. But Matchis is always Aser, because it might fall off and it'll come Lasi Lasuye. And Tit is Mutti B'Tzavari, but Aser B'Ksusai is Aser, because it might fall off and it'll use the talus to cover the place that people shouldn't see that it fell off. So the only thing that's mutter is Avid Le Rabbi, by Tzavare, by Tit. That's the only one. By Avid Nafshe, everything's Aser. By Matchis, everything's Aser. And by Ksus, even Avid Le Rabbi is Aser, because if he falls off, he'll fold the talus over where it's supposed to be. There's an interesting Durchre, though, by the Prima Gadim and the Taisa Shabbos, and it's Kedai speaking out, because a little bit the Inyan of Shvisas Eved, just to say over the Machlokes by Shvisas Eved. If you have an Eved that had a Bris Mila and a Tvila and a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, so here's Mechuyiv in all Mitzvahs that Isha is Mechuyiv in, which includes Shmira Shabbos, so he personally is Mechuyiv to be Shemir Shabbos. If he's Mechal Shabbos, he gets Skila. He has a Din of a Yid, Legabe Shmira Shabbos. Also, the Adin has a din, l'man yinuach avdecha, v'amasl kamecha, that the rabbi has a special din in mitzvah deiraisa to make sure that his eved's not mechal Shabbos. Now, if you have an eved, he belongs to you, a guy belongs to you, but he never had a mila or a tefila, he doesn't have any kedushas yisrael, he's not mechuyiv in any mitzvahs. That's klar, he's not muzer on shmir Shabbos. He's allowed to be mechal Shabbos for his own malacha. But there's a big shaila about whether you're allowed to tell him to do malacha for you, or if he's allowed to do malacha for you. And there's an afkamina, if he's mekabel on himself, the sheva mitzvahs neneich, as a din of a ger teishav, that everyone agrees that you can't tell him to do malacha. So even though anyway there's an issa derabbanan to tell a guy to do malacha, but this would be an issa deraisa. So anytime you'd have the heter of a mila akam, like letzarech chayla, or things like that, you wouldn't have the heter over here, because this is an issa deraisa to tell a eved that was mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach to do malacha. Even if he wasn't mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, there's also a machlokes rishonim, if in that case you're allowed to tell him to do malacha. The Rambam holds you are, but some rishonim hold you not. And some Mishenim are mechalik, some Peskim are mechalik, some in cases where he was mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvah B'Nayach, between telling him to do malacha or stopping him from doing malacha if he's doing malacha for you. It's a big sugya, and they can sugya in Perek HaChelitz in Yevamis. So an Eved who never mauled himself, he doesn't not mechuyiv in any mitzvahs, but he's still an Eved of Yisrael, and particularly if he was mekabel the Sheva Mitzvah B'Nayach, he's allowed to do malacha for himself, but he's not allowed to do a malacha for Yisrael, at least according to Sar Mishenim. So the Taisa Shabbos in the Prima Gadim read ice, that if that's true, so by Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe, he's not doing it for the rabbi. The rabbi never asked him to wear a chaysim. He's not doing anything for the rabbi. Let's say a chaysim shel matches by Ovid L'Nafshe. If he's going to carry it, Dal Amishvus Aram, he's going to be carrying it for himself. It's not the rabbi's thing. He made it for himself. So that would be mutter. As long as he's allowed to do malacha for himself, so anytime it's Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe, everything is considered for himself. The rabbi never told him to wear a chaysim. If he's going to take off the chaysim and carry it, or if the chaysim is going to fall off and he's going to retrieve it like a chaysim shel matches, or even if he's going to move his beged to cover the chaysim, all this is called malacha for himself. So that would be mutter no matter what. The whole thing is talking about an eved, which is mechuyev and mitzvahs ki'isha, he's not allowed to do malacha for himself. So then, Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe, you always have a chashash to do malacha. Masha'en Kain, if we're talking about an Eved, which never had a bris milah, even though he's not allowed to do malacha midaraisa for his Rav, but he's allowed to do malacha for himself. So Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe would be mutter. Ovid Le Rabbe, then you'd have a problem. Like a chaysim shel matches, he'll be retrieving it for his rabbi. So he wouldn't be allowed to wear a chaysim shel matches. It might break, and he'll retrieve it for his rabbi. And Shasanta Chiddush Din from the Tosfos Shabbos and the Prima Gadim. But in the regular case of Eved, like we're saying, Eved Iyu L'Nafshe would be Asa B'Chol Eifin, Eved Rabbi, then there's a chilek between Savari and Ksusai, and a chilek between Tit and Matchis. You need both Tit and Savari to be Matir. Now the Rif and the Rambam don't make the chilek between Eved Iyu Rabbi and Eved Iyu L'Nafshe. The Rishayim already on the Rif, the Balamar and the Ran, Amayir, why didn't the Rif tell you that chiluk? The Rif just said that Savari is mutter and Ksusei is aser, and by Matkes they're both aser. But he didn't make this chiluk at Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe. It's aser even by Tit, even by Savari. The Rambam also not. So the Prima Gadim says the following teretz. He says the Levush says a big chiddush. Levush says that an Eved, that a chaysim at Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe, the reason why it's Asr is because it's a Masri. That's stated in the Levush. And the Achrayim are very bothered with the Levush. First of all, the Rishayim say a different time, Rashi and the Ran. They say that Ovid Nafshe, the Pshat is he won't be scared to take it off. Only by Ovid Rabbe he'll be scared to take it off. But Ovid Nafshe, he won't be scared to take it off. As a Kshash will take it off because he's embarrassed. And Tayyid Shabbos asks a little bit more, that if you're going to say it's a Masri, so why is it mutter l'chatzir? The Mishnah says it's only asr shusar adin. Something which is a masri, a vada should be asr to a chatzir she'enim revis also. It's mamash a masri. So the Prima Gadim says that Shmuel is yitasa that says that kavul is kavul de avda. So we have to learn that the Mishnah is Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe, because Ovid Rabbi is mutter by tzavari. And the Mishnah is talking about in both cases. So we have to say it's talking about Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe. So Mel, that's murchach, that it's not a masri. So Mel, according to Shmuel, it's murchach, it's not a masri. So we have to come on to the reason that we're afraid he'll take it off. Now, Shagin, according to Rav, that Kavla is a kippah shel tzemet, and not a Kavla da'avda. So there we could say, like the Levush, that a Kavla da'avda, that's Ovid Iyu L'Nafshe, is stam a masri. So the Rif and the Ram didn't have to discuss it, because they held it was stam a masri. And Avada, it's Aser. Does like the Prima Gadim, if I understand them correctly. But it's a bissel shver, because they should have read ice that we're talking about Ovid Rabbe. If there is a man, the Amman, the Gemara, that Ovid Nafshe is not a Masli, they shouldn't have assumed such a thing. They should have read ice that the case is Ovid Rabbe. So the Gayin says more Pashit. The Gayin says that the Rif and the Rambam learned that when the Gemara made the Chilti, Matchas, and Tit, The Gemara meant that you don't need the chiluk of Rabbi and Afshe anymore. You could stop when everything is the difference between matchis and tit. Once we have a case of matchis, which is always aser, and tit is the iser, has the heter of the chilutin savari and ksusai, that it's only aser by ksusai, not by savari. So you don't have to make any more chiluk between Rabbi and Afshe. You could say that the Rif and the Rambam held that the maskanas ha-gemara, there's no chiluk. Even though the Lashon HaGemara is, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara says, Lema hada avad le rabbi hada avad yil nafshe, loy idi vi idi da avad le rabbi. It doesn't say idi vi idi either one. It says idi idi da avad le rabbi. So it's a bissel shver. But Al-Kabonim, that's what the Gain says. At the Rif and the Rambam hold the maskana, there's no chilah between avad rabbi and avad nafshe. Both cases, it's muta by tzavarai and only asa by ksusai by a chaisim shaltit. Now about the etzim inyan of the levush, that the levush is saying avid lenafshe is a masli. And the levush looks at it that avid rabbe, you have to wear it. You don't have a choice. If you don't have a choice, so that makes it gufa that it's a malbush like a takshit because you have to wear it. You don't have a choice. Mashenkin, if you decide it's voluntary, you decide to put it on. It's not causing, it's not adorning anything, it's not a noi, so it's not a takshit, and you don't have to wear it. So mela, it blibes a masli. But lemaisa, the baiskim neman, not like the levush, like we said, they ask a kasha in the levush, the baiskim neman, that even avid lenafshe is not called a masli. It's only us because he'll be embarrassed and he'll take it off. And the shal is, why taka isn't it a masli? So it could be Lamaisa, he's not just wearing it for fun. I mean, it sounds like from Taisis that his rabbi really would want him to have it. It's important that he has his chosen to show that he's an Evit. But the Arzarua is mashma, that the reason is stam, because it was attached to the Begad, Al-Kapana by the one B'Ksusai, if it's attached to the Begad and the Derech is to be attached to the Begad, so that Gufa makes it that it's not a Masui. Anything that it is, the Derech is to be attached to the Begad, and it belongs there, it's not a masli. That means that there are more paskins that way also. And Simon Shin Aleph Sifchav Gimel, there are more rights, and Moses is talking about a zugim that are attached to a beggar. There are more says, V'mahani ad mechubu l'ksus rak b'davish ad dark aliyas mechubu sham. Avom imchibu sham davish ain dark b'kach asir. But there are more mevur that also lain that it's dark aliyas mechubu, it's bottled to the beggar. The Ezra was talking about that Gulim Yerukim, that the Malchus was Geyser, that everyone has to put them on this clothing, that he says it's Mutter, because since it's a Derech to be there, Das Alein makes it Eis Masui. So Shalos, if you have a badge, or let's say you have a, you want to show that you belong to a certain group, or a certain political party, you Kadaima, if it's the derech to wear it on the garment, and he wears that way also b'chayil, he should have this heter. Michat Sitzik really says it, in Chayla Gimel, Simen Chavaveis Tes, that he says, according to Levush, it's a tachan that's called a masui, because he says in Chayisim that an Eved makes la'atzim is called a masui. So if a person has a badge or a decal that he wears, that he doesn't have to wear, so that could be called a masui, according to Levush. And according to the other Peskin, that a chaisim evit shas la'atzmei is not a masui, like the Ramah brings, that anything that's mechubit to the beged becomes batal to the beged, if the derech is to be mechabrit there, so be mutter. And it clears, maybe even according to Levush, since you're very proud of the fact that you belong to this group of kedoyma, maybe that would be called a tachshit, maybe that would be mutter even according to the Levush.